I helped Hans clean his room last week. We upgraded him to a queen-size bed with storage underneath, but because we live in a house with jewel-box-size rooms, streamlining was in order. There's no room for the IKEA credenza, top-covered and drawers crammed with all manner of flotsam, collected from 12 years of living as a young boy in America. So everything was dutifully emptied into bags, dumped on the dining room table, and picked through item by item. Things that were so important in days gone by have lost their pull. Bouncy balls from the dentist, matchbox cars from almost every visit to grandma's house, polished stones, tech deck dudes, bottle caps, strange little plastic things, and unbelievably, the airsoft gun pellets. If you have a young son, perhaps you know the pull these orbs have. Gripped by the zeal of a treasure hunter, armed with a metal detector on a beach in Maui, Hans would scour every path, park, and patch of dirt for these little round beads. Some colors were everywhere, dropped out of the mouth of an airsoft gun like crumbs from Gretel's pocket. Green, for example, but not the see-through green. Those were hard to find, I think. Blues hardly ever showed up. Same with white. My son collected them in his pants pocket and stored them in his room, first in a glass jar, then in a see-through plastic container with dividers so he could separate the colors. This took a lot of time when he was little. I longed for the day when the fascination passed, when we could go for a walk without staring at the ground, advancing one slow foot after another, hunched over like an arthritic octogenarian. Pass it did, into perhaps the Lego fascination or the tech deck dude collecting. Everything passes into something else in life, and this past week I marked the growing up of my son by liberating the multicolored BBs into my garbage can and the glass jar back into my cupboard. With a perspective, I'm Sue Glader.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.